What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I think we're going to have a really good show today.
Okay.
We have Lala Kent coming on. Do you watch that show?
A little bit.
By the way, I'm sorry if I stink. I just ran, so I'm like sweating. I'm like inching away from me.
I know. A little bit, but I'm not real like caught up with it, so no.
Because it's Vanderpump.
I love Vanderpump.
So it's Lisa Vanderpump came off of which show?
Housewives. Beverly Hills, yeah.
And then it became Vanderpump.
Well, actually, I think she had that before she left. It started while she was still on Housewives, I'm pretty sure. And then she went off Housewives and it kept going.
And she's the one who does like the skinny. No.
No, that's Bethany.
Oh, that's Bethany.
She's the one with all those bar restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We went to Pump.
I don't think I went.
I think you did.
No, I wanted to. I don't think we did.
I went with someone who wanted to go.
Yeah.
I thought it was you.
No, I think it's on Santa Monica.
Every time.
And I'm like, I want to go there. I think there's several.
It's really cute.
Yeah.
I remember going.
I can't remember all of them, but there's several.
Yeah, no, it's super. Okay. And then Lala is just a girl like on the show.
She came on a few seasons in, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Do you know
season four?
All the stuff that happened with her husband?
I mean, I saw a lot of the like tabloid stuff, you know. I mean, I saw all the, because he was like in Nashville, right?
I think the affair happened in Nashville. Yeah.
I just remember people posting like he's being seen in Nashville and, you know, all that.
You know what I just don't get?
Which,
so speaking to that, I wore a shirt for Lala and it says allergic to your bullshit. So that shirt is good. For, because I feel like us girls understand that.
Yeah. 100%.
You know?
Yeah.
But I one of the first things I thought of when I saw that is like, dude, you're an idiot. Like, there's people you know what I'm saying? Like, there's people everywhere. Why would you be around other?
I just don't think people are that dumb.
But clearly they are.
I just think sometimes you just want to get caught. I don't know their story mm-hmm. that well, and I'm not assuming that of him. Mm-hmm. But if you were going to be that in people's faces, I feel like deep down somewhere you want to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're somebody.
I mean, my ex would say that.
Yeah. Oh, I always thought that about him.
Yeah. I mean, that is a very good point. I didn't even think about that. Because I'm just like...
I mean, people know who he is.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy because about... like a month before all that came out, I auditioned for one of his movies because he's a big producer. And one of my friends, well, not my friends, I knew him like way back in the day, but he's a, you know, a big producer, and it was like with him. So I was like, hey, like I just sent in my audition. Like, do you mind like putting in a good word to Randall? but it's hard because it's like, I think he's such a great, I mean, he's a director. He's an amazing producer. So it's just, you know, it's unfortunate that those are the headlines when,
yeah,
you know, and I feel bad for her because she just had a baby. Didn't she like just have a baby with him?
Yeah.
I wonder how old. Riley, how old is her kid? That's one thing I forgot.
She just turned one, I think.
Oh, that's right. Because she just had a birthday party. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's like hard because I'm like, oh, baby's so young. So yeah, I'm curious like if she'll like wants to talk about it or not.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to like step that because it's like, it's weird because I'm like, as much as I do talk about Max, I don't want to talk about Max. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's like, so I hate when people ask me because I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
And everybody wants to talk about it. But I do feel like it's so similar to your story. So it's hard not to, because y'all both had young babies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll just step in and see how it goes.
Yeah. It's interesting though, because what I just said, I'm like, now I'm like, what a very weird thing I just mentioned. I don't want to talk about it, but I talk about it.
You really don't want to talk about it?
Well, like, okay. And I take the back. It's when someone like, okay, like my in-laws are in town. Not my in-laws, Jesus. My mom.
Your mother.
My mother is in town. And, you know, her husband will be like, oh, so how's, you know, I'm like, I don't want to talk about Mike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't want to talk about it. Can we just, next topic? You know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that makes sense for sure.
Yeah. Because I'm just like, I don't want to talk about it.
I think maybe if it's like,
but then yet I talk about it on here. But yeah.
If it's like something you want to get off your chest or want to like kind of talk through. But it's when other people are asking and like wanting to know stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe that's different.
I'm like, I don't know. Text them. See, you find out. Like, I don't want.
But, I don't know. I don't talk to them. Why don't you?
But yeah, no, I mean, it's just. And I was talking to someone who I'm working on something with. And she goes, it's interesting. She's like, what I'm finding that you have. I'm trying to like sugar and like dance around this because I can't obviously say what I'm doing. But. She's like, it's the stuff that when you don't talk about him, I was like, I know. I was like, I actually don't want it. It's just the experiences in which I talk about him through my experiences because that mm-hmm. was my experience. It's not like I'm talking about him. That's what I say. I'm like, because like he'll sometimes be like, oh, stop talking about it. I'm like, it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's not about you at all. It's about my experience with mm-hmm. X, Y, and Z.
Right. Yeah. And that's, I mean, that makes sense.
What would you do if Nick cheated on you?
In what regard? Want to talk about it or just in general?
No, what would you do? Would you leave?
I mean, I always said that I would, but I also haven't been in the position, so I don't want to just, mm-hmm. you know, I always said that I definitely would. But again, I don't know for sure. It's hard when kids are involved.
I know. It's so hard. Yeah. And then I think of like, I know this is like, I'm kind of getting gossipy and I hate that. But, but I think of like Sam Hunt and his wife. And like, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Like,
that's tough.
I mean, well, and I like, when I saw that, I was like, wow, you are so freaking strong. Mm-hmm. Because I was pregnant with Jace. Well, I had just found out about, you know, being pregnant with Jace when I caught him before, you know, who mm-hmm. showed up at the hotel. So I was like, and then I'm calling my friend Sarah Bryce, who was like, you can do this alone. You can have this baby. I'm like, there's no way in hell I can do this alone.
Yeah. I remember that very vividly.
And then like, she's like, no, I'm like, oh my God, I wish I had the like respect for myself to be like, you know what? Don't deserve this. My baby doesn't deserve this. Like I mean, I get trying to, but at the same time, like I loved that she was like,
yeah, no. I think both things are strong, but I mean, as independent as I think that I am, logistics are hard. Like, if you just think about getting divorced, and especially if you're pregnant, like, I got three kids, like, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? How am I going to support? Like, women think through those things. Mm-hmm. And if you're pregnant, like, you're going to be in the hospital by yourself giving birth. Like, there's a lot of, so
I mean,
yes.
Sarah did it.
Yeah.
You know, like, she had her mom, she had her friends. Like, I mean, I know so many women that have done it.
I mean, it's possible. And I think that you obviously can do it, but I can see where that would be. And I would like to think that I would do that if I was in that position. But I can see, on the other hand, how that's not an easy task either.
No.
What's going on in your life?
I've just, you know, filming a movie. with AC Slater. Super
dude,
fun.
Dude, it's freaking AC Slater.
I know. Catherine and I went out to dinner one of the nights after filming, and I go, it's kind of cool. It's AC Slater. Like, I watch Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. Especially when you're our
age. We started
age.
Like whispering. Like, I know. It's like, it's totally like our age generation.
And then when like the group of moms comes up to take the picture with them, I'm like, yep.
Yep.
It's definitely that's all our age.
Yep. 38 to 40, 45. That's yep. us. Hey, ladies.
Like, that's funny.
That's you and me. All right. Well, let's take a break and then let's get Lala on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work. Hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jana. This is Catherine.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I don't, and I'm excited that your book is getting paperback. It's coming. It's like a re-out, right? Like,
I feel like now I've fully given birth to it.
Yeah.
The process is done.
I know. It's a, I had written a book with my ex, so I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, once you're done with it, it's like, because then they have it for 9 months and then it takes forever. And then it's like so much changes in those 9 months. I'm like, God, I wish I would have like been able to put this in or like that in.
Right. Wow. So, writing a book with your ex.
Well, he wasn't my ex then. I found out about something again that happened. So my ex also cheated a bunch.
Lovely.
Yeah. So I feel very close to you on, unfortunately, that matter, because it's just, it sucks and it was public and it's, you know, yeah, it's just one of those things where you don't wish that upon like your worst enemy.
Totally. No, you're absolutely right.
But I really applaud you for how you handled it, because you just didn't given to, like, you said what was like on your mind, you spoke your truth, and I was just like, yes. And I loved that, because I don't know, because a lot of people are like, oh, you don't want to say, or you know, you can't say. It's like, no, it's like, I just saw all this crap, and that's not okay.
Yeah, you know, there were so many moments where people would tell me like to kind of fall back and maybe not share certain things, and I, you know, from what I know and what I'm sitting on, I chose to share such a tiny, teeny piece of what happened. Mm-hmm. And everyone's saying, you know, you have a daughter to protect. Well, yes, I do. And I've been doing that, but I'm addressing this publicly because he decided to step out on me publicly. Mm-hmm. And he didn't think about protecting Ocean or me. So mm-hmm. why are you looking at the woman like, no, be quiet. Don't mm-hmm. say anything that.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I completely agree with you. And there's a lot of times too, like, because we do talk a lot about infidelity on the show and my ex. And I don't know if you got it from your ex at all, but like, I know my ex is like, stop playing the victim, you know, stop talking about it. And I'm like, I'm not actually even talking about you anymore. I'm talking about my experiences and what I went through and the, you know, the abuse and the manipulation. Like, that's what I'm right. talking about now and how I got to the other side. And yes, I was a victim of it, you know?
Yeah, that's such like a narcissistic thing to say. Like, they put you through hell in every aspect and then make you feel like you should be quiet and you're not a victim and you made mistakes too. And it's like, let's pump the brakes. You're not going to twist this on me. Mm-hmm. And we're allowed to talk about our experiences and people doing us dirty, because there's many women out there who are dealing with the same thing. And to see someone on your platform or mine go through it, it's relatable. It makes women feel less alone. And that is my job. It's why I do reality TV, because I want people to feel that they are not alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there something, like, I know women reach out to me and they're like, you know, they ask like the red flags, or how did you know, or like in your gut, because and when I think, I'm like, when I look or, you know, feel back to my gut, I'm like, I knew something was going on. I just didn't want to really believe it. And then my friends, and then the other part of my gut was like, no, like, everything's great. And my friends are like, they wanted to like shake me, you know, like, what, of course it's not good. So like, did you ever have those moments where you were just like, you kind of knew something was off, but you didn't want to believe it?
I love that you asked this question, because I go back and now with the bird's eye view, yes, there were red flags everywhere. But mm-hmm. when I was in it, mm-hmm. I knew that I was in a toxic environment, but I felt like I was creating it. Mm-hmm. I was so triggered by that person all the time that I felt, and he made me feel like I needed to go to therapy to work on myself and let go of certain things, or maybe I had childhood trauma. And, you know, that was my intuition going, this person is dirty. You got to get away. But in my mind, I was like, he's such a great guy. Like, I would have put Ocean's life on him never creeping around on me. Mm. How sick is that?
Wow.
How sick is that? And even when those photos surfaced, and I was, take it back, there were a couple days before the photos surfaced that I had been getting messages about him at a bar not acting the way a partner should act. Mm-hmm. He made me feel crazy. Keep in mind, he wouldn't show me his hotel room.
Mm.
And I thought that was very strange. I was triggered. And he said, we need to get into a therapy session, like immediately. So that we
so of course he out. Makes you feel like you're the crazy one for wanting to like see the room.
Yes.
Yeah.
This man had so me good. Do a therapy session via Zoom. He was somewhere else. I was in LA. And the whole time he was with the girl that he was in a relationship with since March.
Wow.
It's just like, first of all, I'm really sorry that that was a part of your experience, but it's also just baffling to me. Like when I hear that, when I think back on things that like my ex would say, and it's like, they just make you feel to this day, like I'm in therapy and I'm like, am I crazy? Like, am I the one that's like, well, I did yell, you know, and like, you hear their voice so much and like in your head that like make you question your reality. And because they've just programmed you to believe that like you're the reason why they're acting out, or you're the reason why they did X, Y, and Z. And you're the reason why,
right.
you know, they feel the way, and it's like, it's your fault. And then you like, it's literally been like a year of therapy going retraining your brain to go, oh, wait, it actually wasn't my fault. Like, yes, my reactions right. were a little psycho because he was cheating and I was trying to control and like, you know, but it's maddening to me.
It is. And I saw this thing online the other day. I follow a lot of narcissist accounts.
Same girlfriend, same. We need to follow each other because I post a lot.
Let's do that. Okay. And it was how a narcissist will say that you made mistakes. And yes, the mistakes that we've made
mm-hmm.
are just mistakes because we're human beings. Mm-hmm. Every party is going to make mistakes in a relationship. What they did, that's not a mistake. That's called, in my situation, I believe you are inherently evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've made mistakes. I'm a person. But you're not going to make me feel like what I did was the cause of you going out. And those aren't mistakes. Let's make that very, very clear. What they did and what we have done are two very different things.
Have you gotten the apology that you deserve?
When trust is gone and someone can't own up and they continue to keep the mask on, it's very intriguing. It's very intriguing when you see a person for exactly who they are and they think that you don't know who they are, and you watch them do their little game. It is like jaw dropping.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need an apology. Mm-hmm.
Good.
I don't
Yay.
Want one.
Yeah.
Because everything that that person says is just covered in bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And I don't have to deal with it anymore. And that is, you know, now I can go out and I can enjoy the fact that like my paperback is out with mm-hmm. the national bestseller sticker on it. I can enjoy the fact that I have a beauty brand, that I have a podcast. I'm not in this heavy situation where I can't enjoy the things I've accomplished in my life.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's the greatest thing when you can get to that point. Because I remember recently getting there being like, I don't even want one because I wouldn't even know if I'd believe it. And where you just like, to be able to like shed that and to like just feel so free and so light and not have to worry or be like, oh, I wonder who they're texting or where they're at today. Or it's just like such a, and yeah, like you said, to be able to focus on Ocean, to be able to focus on your work. And like now you get to spread and help other women with, you know, unfortunately what you went through. But I promise you, like it's, and then you know this too, it's like things are going to bloom so much bigger and beautiful and brighter because like you're not holding onto that darkness anymore.
That's exactly what it is. I have been living in a world that I just became comfortable with. It was like, this is just normal. Mm-hmm. And now I'm out here looking at this amazing world that I've been missing out on for 6 years. Mm. And, you know, freedom is amazing. And people don't, you know, there's so many ways that a relationship can keep you down. And it could just be, you know, dimming your light. Mm-hmm. And I finally feel like, okay, I look in the mirror and I recognize this person. Like I'm fully back.
That's awesome.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
What would you say to other women that are kind of feeling stuck or that have gone through the same situation? Like, because I know for me and my, or my friends, like they've tried to shake me a million times to say like, open your eyes, see it. But I feel like it's almost like you have to be the person to walk away. But is there something that you wish maybe somebody said to you?
That's a hard question because I feel like that person came into my life for one purpose and one purpose only. And that was Ocean was meant to be here. If I don't look at it that way, I will drive myself insane. So because of that, I can say, you know, I don't regret the past 6 years because I have this incredible baby. But any woman who's feeling stuck or they feel like they want to get out, this is going to make me emotional. Because I've been in that situation where I'm like, I'm stuck and I can't do it until I was forced to do it. And you can't. Mm-hmm. Everything will be okay. Mm-hmm. That I can promise. Mm-hmm. You'll be better than ever. It'll be a shock. But in those moments, you realize your strength and no one can take that away from you. After you find that within you and you make the jump and you get out, you are unbreakable when you experience moments like that.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely feel that. I mean, yeah, feeling that brokenness and then, you know, Catherine was with me that night and then the next day when I filed for divorce and I'm like, Catherine, I don't know how I'm going to get up. And it's like, you find the strength that you didn't even know you have. And it's like, as broken as you are, like, it's so much more beautiful on the other side. You couldn't even like imagine that. I would have never in my wildest dreams imagined that, like how beautiful it can be on the other side. And like how much like I love myself more now than I loved myself the last 7 years of my marriage.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Because you've taken yourself back.
What do you think as a friend?
Well, I was going to say, it's interesting because I've not been in y'all's position, so I'm kind of letting y'all, but as the outsider seeing it, excuse me, first of all, you have to see it on your own. That mm-hmm. is one thing I've learned as a friend. You can sit there and say, do this, I would do that. You know, there were a lot of questions. What would you do if your husband did this? What would you do? But it doesn't matter. You have to see it for yourself. Mm-hmm. And whether you're forced into that position, which essentially you were too. Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all were both kind of forced into this place for that it had to go away. You know, I mean, you made the decision, but at the same time, you were forced into that decision. Y'all would have never have seen that for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think you whether you're forced or you make the decision or whatever it is, you have to see it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I fully agree with that.
And I think it's hard because even you've mentioned other friends going through and you're like, oh my gosh, I just want to shake them. Is this how you felt when this was going on? And mm-hmm. it's like, yes. But again, you have to understand that they have to see it for themselves or you're not going to get anywhere.
Well, it's kind of like getting, like watching someone in an addiction. Mm-hmm. You can't get someone sober. You can't get someone to leave their toxic partner. Like people have to come to that on their own.
We had those discussions before she filed. Jana mm-hmm. would say, like, this is my addiction. Mm-hmm. And it really kind of made me see that, too, and how to kind of handle you a little bit in it. Like, and yes, I was a little bit of the tough love, but, like, I had an addict mother where I kind of had to play tough love as well. And so it is very much like an addiction, very similar.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been sober for?
I've been sober for 3 years and a little over 5 months. We count every single day, so I never give.
No, like, that's amazing.
Never, yeah, I'll hit a year and a half, April 22nd.
That's amazing, girl.
That's great.
Thank you.
I will say this. I'm a big wine drinker. And like when I divorced, I didn't drink for 2 months because I was so numb, I didn't even want to drink. But I mean, in those moments, like, did you find yourself like, oh, if I could just like have a drink or, you know, like, was it hard for you to stay sober in that tough time?
Not at all.
That's amazing.
I leaned further into my sobriety and that's really amazing. Started relying even more heavily on the program that I'm in. And where I'm at in my sobriety, like, it gives me a pit in my stomach to think about having a drink because I know where it leads and you kind of being out of control. And I know that, you know, you wake up and I was already during this situation having to manage my emotions. And the thought of having a drink would make it unmanageable. And that sends me into like full panic. So
yeah,
drinking didn't even cross my mind.
Well, that's amazing. So let's give them Lala. It's what can people expect reading that book? What does Give Them Lala mean? Like, is it just like all of you? Like, what is it?
So Give Them Lala, I first like did that tagline or whatever.
I love it.
You want to call it when I was doing Vanderpump Rules season 5, I had left and I was like super vain, you know, and drunk all the time and was like, give these people what they want, which is me. And as I got older and we'll say I evolved somewhat, it was more of like, do you unapologetically, like give them exactly who you are and don't apologize for it.
Mm-hmm.
So the book is a book of stories. I may have given everyone too much Lala that they didn't ask for. I definitely overshare, but I took moments that were really defining moments to get me to where I am at the age of, you know, I think we were done with the writing process when I was 29 or 30. And I'm just so proud of this book and what I chose to share. And there were so many moments that I would have panic attacks, wake up in like cold sweats going, what am I doing? Why am I sharing this? And, you know, specifically the chapter where I speak about my abortion and, you know, my manager calling and the editor calling saying, I don't know that you're going to get the reaction you think you're going to get by sharing this. And I was like, I don't care. There are so many women who are faced with this decision and I need them to know that they're not alone and they're not judged. And that was important for me. So there's so many different aspects to the book where, you know, whether it's my sobriety, choosing abortion, or whether I was 7 years old coming to the realization that I wanted to be an actress. You know, we're all over the place.
Right. Do you want to write another book with everything that happened this last year?
That is the hope, because I have so, you know, I read this book or read back on it and I'm like, this feels like a completely different lifetime. And, you know, I'm now a mother. I've now gone through a separation I never thought I would go through. And I've just learned so much as a person. And writing Give Them Lala, you know, I was still comfortable to pop off and I would wear my emotions on my sleeve. And I'm still doing those things, but I would like to write another book to show how everything that's happened to me has put me in a place of what matters and what doesn't. What am I putting my energy into? When am I going to disengage with people and realize this isn't worth my time? So I feel like a whole different person.
Yeah.
Yes. The short answer to your question about a second book, yes, I would love to.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think too, I mean, so many people are going to want to hear it. and read it. And to the people that say, you know, same with me, it's like, oh, you know, your daughter's going to see this or your son. And it's like, you know what my daughter and my son are going to see is a really strong mom. And they're not going to read it when they're 6 years old. They're going to read it when they're, you know, in high school or out of high school. And it's not about them hating, you know, or having any bad feelings. It's about, hey, this is how strong my mom is. And this is what she got there. Like, that's what I'm telling, you know, and everything yes. else can have a time and place to resolve with, you know, their dad or whatever. But
we all need to have those discussions anyway. You yeah. know what I mean? I mean, like, you should have these discussions eventually with your children, mm-hmm. you know, or they're just going to see y'all broke up and they're going to have a million questions. So, you know, I think that's okay. That's mm-hmm. okay. As long as you're not completely trashing them to your kids. I think that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, as long as you're like, well, daddy did this and daddy, you know, whatever. I think you're fine. And I think you have conversations with them and mm-hmm. that's just going to be how your reality is.
And it's going to help a lot of people. I was doing this exercise mm-hmm. in therapy the other day where I won't give the whole thing away, but it was just about basically all the pain and trauma and then putting that on something that helps grow. And you're going to help other people grow and you're going to help other people, you know, and learn. And I love that. It's like, that's why you share. And I love that you're, you know, in your book, Give Them Lala, it's like, you don't hold back. And I remember my editor was like, well, let's wait until you find a man. I'm like, I don't want the next book to be about how I found love again and how I'm happy. It's like, I want my happiness to come from within me. Like, yes. that's the book I want to write. Like, how I found myself after, like, not because, oh, I found it. I, you know, me and Ian are happily in love. Like, that's not right. what I want to write about.
And I think the most interesting book would be about you, you know, basically falling back in love with yourself and putting yourself first, you know?
Are you terrified to date, by the way?
I don't know that I'm terrified. I just don't think I'm ready yet. I don't feel yeah. like I have anything to offer a person right now. And when I say that, I mean, any extra time or energy I have, I would rather like spread that to the people that are already in my life who have been ride or dies for me. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to invest anything into another person. Going out and bumping gums and like talking some like that I can do, but like
bumping gums.
Breath. I love that.
I love that. It's great. No, it's hard because I'm in a relationship now and it's like, it is very strange to be like, oh wow, this feels different. And you know, that's another road, being in a healthy relationship after a toxic relationship. But
that could be the next book. That can be like, well, you know, down the road.
That's the third. That's the third.
We want to hear like women who are going through this. They want to hear that they can do it. They yeah. want to hear
and they can.
The other end, that they're strong, that they can do it on their own. They don't want to hear about, oh, the next relationship. Like nobody yeah. wants.
I agree. I mean, I would read that book.
Yeah.
A book about just a woman coming back into her own. And we should write those kinds of books.
Amen, exactly. Sister. Okay. So product wise, what's going on? Where can people get all the goodies that you do?
Well, we have beauty and skin that you can get at givethemlala.com. Okay. If you have a little baby,
yeah.
I have a baby line inspired by Ocean. You can get that at givethemlalababy.com. And then the paperback of my book, you can get wherever books are sold. Give Them Lala. It's all Give Them Lala.
Give Them Lala. Well, Lala, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you being open and authentic and vulnerable. And, you know, just, I know for me, like sometimes when I feel like I overshare or share, people, you know, say like, shut up or stop talking about it. There are the other 99.9% of women are so thankful that you're sharing your story. So
thank you for saying that, because I do read a lot of people telling me, I'm like, I'm trying to process. So if you're yeah. not wanting to hear, then you need to turn me off.
Yeah. Yep. Same. So yeah, I
y'all don't worry about
yeah.
that. Stop
you
worrying.
Just keep being you yep. and you are helping a lot of women. So thank you. And thanks thank for coming you. On here.
Thank you for having
okay,
me.
Okay, babe. All right. You too,
thanks,
honey.
Lala.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, she is so sweet. And I feel like we could have a really good tea date together.
Tea date. Does tea it date. Make you feel good to talk to people like that, that like to share as yes. much as you do?
Yeah.
I would feel like that would feel good. Like, kind of validating. Like, yes, we're helping people. Like, oversharing is not necessarily a bad thing. People want all of y'all, but then they want to complain at the other, you know, at the other end.
No, it's a very, it's very comforting. And I love people that do that because, yeah, I just feel like, okay, I'm not alone in what I'm wanting to do is help other people. Mm-hmm. What I'm wanting to, it's not that I'm, people will be like, stop talking about it. Like, Ian must feel so embarrassed or, and I'm like, he knows that it has nothing to do with Mike. It has everything to do with just sharing the story, helping other people, acknowledging things and maybe their relationship. And, but yeah, it's very comforting to like talk to someone else that
think so.
Has gone down that road and that is willing to talk about it because she's right. Like a lot of times it's like, oh no, the guys can go do what they want to do, but yet we then have to be quiet.
Yep.
Like, no.
They can go do it publicly and then.
Yeah.
But you have to be quiet
about
it.
You can blow our world up and then you want us to go say nothing.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's not cool.
That's not cool at all. But I don't wear it anymore. That's the thing. I don't want to wear it anymore. It's not like, my next chapter is like moving on, but it's still, it's like, I'm not stuck in it. I just, it's just when I talk about things, it's just part of the experience.
Well, and part of your moving on is what you have to still tell that part of it. That's what you're moving on from. And not even just that. You have a lot of things that you've had to move on in your life. A lot of experiences. So it's part of your story.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of the gossip that I have to tell you off air right now.
Oh my God, I cannot wait.
Sorry, guys. I can't. Oh, you know when you go to like your hair lady or your I went to my lash lady today and she was like, I got some gossip for you. I was like, ooh, give me the tea because I'm like, my life is so drama free now since I'm in a healthy relationship. So I'm like, I got nothing.
Oh, man.
All right, guys. I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.